Chase thing, which is, and I was like,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everyone, please take your seats. It's 4:50. We'll be starting the meeting. John, can you take the floor, please?
Joseph Anderson. Dale Barbaria, Rune Vedatha, Omar Dean, John Dominguez, Osai Aguepa, Abigail Hailu, Rada Ashraham. Natalia Hernandez. Catherine Wong. Sruta Irvanti. Akansha Jain. Hari Kevin. Savannah Lim. Nick Matolka. Umran Mustafa. Deborah Leah Carver. Grace Park. Indigo Badlock. Marco Barato-Ochoa. Edwin Shapiro. Mafuza Shodak. Jaywon Sim. Michael Stepanko. Rocco Reaving-Reinhold. Ian Wallace. Ryan Runtrout. Valentina Chu.
We have 17 members present. We're moving to approval.
Is Valentina excused or unexcused?
Sorry?
Is Valentina excused or unexcused?
17. Valentina is excused. 16 members present. We'll be moving to approval of the minutes September 20th, 2015. Someone will take a minute to look at that.
If any member of the community would like to come up and speak, just come up to the table, say so anything you hear. And with that, we'll close the microphone.
We're moving into announcements and reports, beginning with the SAIFC chair.
I also have a review of the agenda item, which is provisions to Appendix C. So project applications for SIFC have been approved for the past month, and we close at the end tomorrow. And then on Sunday, September 30th, we are meeting from roughly 11:30 to 1:30 to hold hearings for project applications as a more wrapped up and any project to go. And some categories. So I will email the resolution and charter changes on those.
As a point of order, because those were passed after the agenda was finalized, the motion to amend the agenda for them prior to the vote of the assembly. I also have a vote to say that I will be opposed to that, seeing as we don't have the language in the resolution, and don't think it makes a big difference to us having it formally in the agenda.
You can motion to amend. Motion to amend the agenda.
Okay,
motion to amend the agenda to add in new business resolution 10 and
all those in favor?
All those abstaining? By a vote of 10 to 3 to 1, this motion passes. Okay, we're going to continue with announcements and reports before going with this resolution. So that will be the end of the business. So do we have anything else? Okay, Adam.
Well, so I'm on that Faculty Senate Education Policy Committee that we met this week. So basically, they are looking at revising this course meeting times. It's currently that kind of stuff. So if you have any thoughts on that, they're thinking about main changes they're looking at or seeing if they want to add class times between 4:30 and 7:30, which currently is not the case. And they're also thinking about adding classes on Tuesday, Thursday nights at 7:30. If you have any thoughts on that, something I'll be in the next meeting. And then use ERS 253.
Does anyone have any questions for Adam?
Evan, can you make sure that you have the academic policy committee built in? Because you are essentially the liaison now. Assembly at APC also at APC and EPC. My background is not really care a lot more.
Okay, anyone else? Yeah.
I just want to show everyone that these are over there. The Office of Assembly has incorporated all the charter and bylaw changes that they made at the beginning of the semester. Those of you who missed your first meeting, you should have nothing to monitor in section 10, unless they already, they might not show their reason, but for everyone else, you can throw this new packet into section 10. The charter and bylaws that should be in section 10 are revised are now out of date, but everything in this new packet is up to date. I believe it also has the standing rules, but maybe not the special rules of order. Yeah, that's it. Also, have we gone to some office space? Okay.
We'll be moving into the oath of office. So the new members of the assembly, please rise for the oath of the office. Okay. And on to you. Please repeat after me, raise your right hand. In view of the trust that the Brown community has vested in me, as well as my personal sense of honor, I, Brian Deva, do solemnly affirm on this 27th day of September in the year 2018. To fulfill my responsibilities as a speaker of the representative, I will engage in open and honest debate with a process where I am guided by true fairness. I will never purposefully misrepresent facts in an effort to achieve my goals. If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the decision-making process. I will
will speak out the voice of that community, interests, and concerns of the student body. Address the issues with my fellow students. And strive to improve the quality of life around for all students. Congrats, guys. Welcome to student please start the document and add a title to John, so I can put it up in there. And for everyone that just walked in, we now have a total of 800 board members present. We'll be moving to business of the day, Wednesday through 7. There's a motion to table and indefinitely. Is there any other side? All those in favor of tabling indefinitely, please raise your glasses. All those against? All those abstaining. Okay, thank you. By a vote of 15-1 and 2, this resolution will be passed. Okay, we'll be moving into resolution 9, creating an ad hoc oversight committee on school tonight. I'll pass it off.
Take it away.
Hi, everyone. So essentially this resolution is going to create an oversight committee. So it's going to ensure that investment members are consistently working on the issue of CD tonight. It does not mean we would be a commissioner of CD tonight, which was though you may be. However, this would be individuals who are committing themselves to Dale and Carly Begay, the new advisor of CD tonight, and making sure of recruiting the commissioners, editing the constitution, editing the guideline funding, and then overseeing the funding process for the year to make sure that the issues that we need to be faster to see tonight and many other organizations to be able to see tonight will be actually remediated. Basically, the composition of the oversight committee is going to be one chair that's a voting member of the student assembly, or other member voting members of the student assembly as well. Just because you're a member of the committee does not bar you from being a commissioner of CU tonight in this period of time. However, I think it's also good to be aware of this community to go out and recruit future commissioners that aren't assembly members, but will move on in the process. Dale is writing an amendment to make it more clear that this is a collaborative committee that will be working with the advisor, with the new commissioners, with people, and not just the committee that holds all the keys for this whole entire conversation. And the last other really important part of the committee is the chair of the oversight committee will report out to the students at every other meeting so that we know what this committee is doing, we know what CU tonight is doing, so that the actual function of the committee is going to be doing so. Then after that, we'll have questions.
Would you be open to
And then the second question is, how will it function with student class? So how would this be, or is this just an advisory committee, or is that a
So I'll answer the second one, the first question. The second answer, second question, is that this committee is overseeing the funding process. They should not be the people responsible for looking at the guidelines of funding organizations. They will be looking at the results of that and making sure that the guidelines that are set in place with the Oversight Commission and the new commissioners are actually being followed through, and that they are recognizing any red flags. So that was one of the task is that the organization that we use is last year, CU Tonight essentially hadn't been followed. Yeah, so CU Tonight hadn't been followed in guidelines historically where it provides programming or provides funding and the night program, and it wasn't very long in the past, but the issue was it was started following those guidelines. So moving forward, this oversight so that they are in accordance with their missions, right? As well as alleviating
in response to the first question, non-SA members can absolutely serve on any ad hoc committee and the council structure from 2 years ago that many non-students have served on. Only the chair of the ad hoc committee has to serve. So with this committee specifically, the job of this committee is to make sure that we use assembly members that if there are non-students on them that really want to be involved, the primary place we want them to go is to be commissioners. So this committee is not supposed to be running CU Tonight. It's not really supposed to be dealing with the big question of what is a CU Tonight committee. It's not supposed to be. The job of this committee is going to be advising the advisor to CU Tonight and the incoming commissioners. And to also make sure we know that we're having a lot of we have a big public spectacle. And then the student assembly doesn't actually sort of help
So what is the current situation with CU Tonight? Is it just the advisor who's currently looking at it, or is it something attached to the project? If so, if there are, we going to be any members to be on the total student assembly? Do you mind if I remember in that to my first question? The answer is going to be advisor. There are no members, there are no commissioners coming to serve this. There are individuals who served last year who might still be interested in any of them. Do you need to open the moment to like have things like this? You can like collect those individuals for the ad hoc.
Again, I think this was answered in Dale's last point. This is strictly an advising function. The longevity of CU Tonight will depend on recruiting these commissioners that are not SA members. Because historically, with these liaison based consulting things that students some of the things they can do, it hasn't worked. It's like this is actually rebuilding the organization so that we don't become in control of funding sources. But don't think that was the solution that community organizations wanted us to do.
And again, this community is not going to be really students, it's just going to make sure that students are not. The big decision will come probably is the next semester. There are going to have to change the constitution, and that will be a very open process where the members of the organization want to go to this, propose the constitution to the appropriations committee, the appropriations committee will probably pass it on to the student assembly with very minor changes, and then they'll come to this body. And those are changes that are going to involve a large discussion, not just the commissioners, but the bodies on this oversight committee, but also other members of campus activities who have no responsibility. Multiple years. I'm going to move to amend now to line 27 to move, be a further resolve there for the down to add the language. Be a further resolve that this committee will assist the advisors and commissioners. And then another be a further resolve. Be a further resolve that this committee will not have a strict timeline and will work collaboratively with the advisor and future commissioners right, to promote autonomy and success.
There has been a motion to amend.
I move to approve the amendment.
All those in favor? Okay, with on second, 0-1, and pass.
This, we are having a motion to vote.
You have to motion to vote.
Yes.
Have a motion to vote. All those in favor? Okay, clearly passed. Okay, moving on.
Motion to make 527 says the. There has to be a different result. Caution match. Current 927. On line 27, it's going to be a different result of the this I have to be able to do that. Or just get rid of the word that works too.
Motion to approve by unanimous consent.
Okay, you're asking a motion. Okay, on all. Okay, passing.
Evan made an amendment to change line 27 to be voted to pass that amendment, and now I'm making a group amendment to allow for Dale's Now I'm requesting a vote on Dale's amendments, not on. So, a motion to vote on Dale's previously stated amendment.
All those in favor? Okay, 17-1 and do you need to withdraw your motion? Okay.
So, if you guys find that CG Knight isn't like this semester, following up from the balance properly, this semester testing. So, say the oversight committee finds that CG Knight is still not funding, following the funding guidelines that they would work collaboratively to create. If that does happen, then that would be a larger conversation of formally appendix meeting with the organization. However, this committee is made to do so that we don't have to get to that point because they would have worked with SA members, their advisor, and the commissioners together. I do not foresee that happening.
I also just want to comment again in historical context. A lot of problems last year spent that following the guidelines too close. So they were not acting, there were a lot of problems, a lot of things were said that were problematic, but again, it wasn't them trying to use camera, it wasn't them trying to avoid the rules that were given them, it was kind of the opposite. So hopefully we can make sure we're all the same thing this semester, we're all doing better with the guidelines that we should follow.
Shivani.
My understanding was that like they also didn't give any feedback on why they didn't give people funding, so does that seem contrary to the notion that they were following the rules too closely?
There were a lot of issues. That was one of the issues, but that's the past. We're correcting past actions. Yeah, there are certain things that were followed, those are things that were followed.
Okay, we'll be moving to voting. All those in favor? Okay, all those against? All those abstaining? 17-0-1 and pass.
So we'll be stopping this after this meeting, the executive session. If you're interested in being
commissioner, that's sort of the member of the chair of this meeting. That's going to be the one that oversees this. Otherwise, there are four seats available for us to vote.
Just some background tests I received in the news last night at the research fund, and appendix is the guidelines for how to administer that fund, and the guidelines that SAIFC has to follow in its timelines, how it goes on funding projects, how it accepts applications, and the applications it can accept. So yeah, so you cannot view the red lines in the bio, you'll have to view them on your laptop. If you want to get those out, you can have them to do some history. Otherwise, I mean, we can't go down on this meeting anyways, I can just describe it in the next meeting if people can do that.
Okay, so will we have to move forward to policies?
All right. I mean, should I talk about it more? I can
talk about it more?
Yeah, I mean, I can talk about the change. But, all right, so section one, which means SIF must be reviewed every semester to annually. Okay, so in section two, it says on the first day of September that the outstanding balance will be paid to the SAIF. That wording is changed from that person the number because same damage is going to be out to you. That's just important from reality. Section three, the original language says that the remainder of the was restricted to that damage, that it, however, is not possible and hasn't been done. So the change there is just what goes on in reality. jumping down to section six, wording or changes there is just to make the wording more clear, as it is. Section 6D is very clear. Changes there, you essentially say projects are eligible if they are on. If they are reliant on the SAIF funding awarded in a timely fashion. And then some big fun thing. Section 7, we added E, which says a web-based application that provides benefits to non-home graduates. So section 7 has some really committed applications, and these are applications that are explicitly committed to the SAIF fund. In the past, we have gotten applications about apps or things that are digital or electronic, and I wanted there to be a really charter that makes it whether or not we can. And I thought adding this language is being forward thinking because I can only imagine there's more projects for apps and electronic things in the future. And then again, okay, so then section 9 has to do with the timeline that we're supposed to follow. The timeline as is very strict. It requires that we have our project applications out of calendar set up by the first class that hasn't been followed. So we changed the wording for the application must be opened by the third regular session. A publicity plan is essentially a calendar, or no, a publicity plan for projects must be established by the second regular review schedule. And the timeline was released by the third regular. So we thought this is a more lenient schedule, a more lenient calendar that will be more likely, or is more likely to be followed, because as is, has ever followed in the history of the but it's still pretty strict. Like, the second student assembly meeting, I think, still happened in August. Yeah, and then section, okay, 9B. To delete the original wording, which has to do with how we vote on project applications. The original wording there comes straight from Maps Comp. It's very unclear and with the nature of how we fund things and what we fund. That thought that procedure makes no sense. So what they said is essentially there will be a first round of in which members rank applications that they want, or rank how they want to vote on applications, and then a final round of voting in which members vote based on that rank, with the highest ranked application being voted on first, and then we saw in the same order. And then most other changes are just semantics. The voting and the electronics of these application conditions are mixed. Are there any questions?
Are people still reading this?
Point of information, if any of the members of the community in the audience have a copy of this discussion.
I see some background. This has never been updated while SIRC has been in use.
Point of privilege to find out Mike's brother was the sponsor of the leadership resolution for the SK.
People still reading, or would people like to go to the question? Rocco, do you guys want to go to the question? No. So I'm going to go back to the first is section 2.4.1. Where you say that the first two vendor every year, you can look down on the last code and down the street, so you don't want to talk. My issue with that is that it's a big thing.
I mean, that's just how it's been done previously. The endowment, when the money gets taken out of the endowment, I'm not sure exactly why, but we can't put money back. And with the 1.9754 from my conversations with Office of Cities, that money doesn't even really reflect reality. We just kind of
So reading it the way that I did, the way you have it written means that literally you're not like taking basically the whole endowment and not using it, right?
It's not okay. So what it states right now is basically the endowment has X amount of money and every year it has Y amount. And so that Y amount just keeps going up and that X amount will make it there. That actually is not a good equation. So personally, I think that regardless of whether or not it's asked back into the endowment fund, I think that's something we have to hash out with the offices. But while that may not have happened, it has to be. So I guess I'm going to track up some language for all the factors, but just like all this happened.
I've also been asked this question a couple times. We've told us we can't put money back into the system. Money back into the fund. I don't think GM has ever been able to do this with the bond. That's definitely the best thing. Yes. Yeah, so the funds. The money has been sitting in the committee's.
So, honestly, that might just be something that we look at for the next week before we change. My second point was on section 9. Yep, so it says here, yes, it has a speech about the way that from conjunction with the executive committee, which is nothing that I've got. So, what it really purpose of the initial point, as well as benefits, is that it should maintain that vice president of external affairs now. And so instead of executive committee, I think it should be right now saying that everyone on the executive committee has to develop this plan and then vote on it, but rather it should be you guys developing the plan, bringing it to us for the real
That makes sense.
Okay, so in a motion for we'll just make that, we'll make that an amendment for the next one. And so that's me, Dale.
I want to say that I'm hugely in support of this resolution. I was talking about the problem I had back 2.5 years ago now. It's one very impressive this week. It's a big gap. Also, you know, a lot of different things come for the idea that she was like, years ago, the students have a lot of that onto it, that students. Committee had about 8 chairs for 5 years. Another problem, I'm also going to be really annoyed if you can call it for me, but I have to say this, I think it's going to be for us to do this next week. This, I think, is a very rushed way to say that it was the language this week. It wasn't on the agenda. I don't even know if I'm not sure if someone would be able to access the document. And it's really transparent to say that we put it on the agenda fully. We're talking about changing the process that allows us to $10,000, things are great to have on the straight edge, but it
No, honestly, I really need to use it long to pass next week. Put it on the agenda next week, even at the language round next week, but I think this should pass the following week, especially considering that two hot days that would be business days, who knows, aren't actually business days, but it's all break. I think this should be good. It's all break, but it should absolutely pass.
Just a comment that said it's an assignment to meet on Wednesday. The most possible for anything that's passing on Wednesday.
And that's true for charter. It's like, this is a big thing. It's a little bit of inconvenience that we have to wait 3 weeks after you pass the graduate too. It's for the purpose of the transparency and involvement. Like, the fact that we're rushing to meet some other views now, that's not bad. You see these language, that's great. But I think it can make up.
No, I agree with you. And also, before fall break, you might not have time. So,
but let's not be too pessimistic.
Adam?
I just want to ask about section 9A, do you consider the discipline? Do you need to put in like an accountability order or like such a thing to be done after a plan is initiated?
Other sections. So this is the command must be passed by the second regularly scheduled student assembly meeting, and then in the other section, section 2 and section 4. It says, in section 5, that application. Will be opened by different areas. All right, section 4, a timeline to be released by the third. So, although the language doesn't really suggest that this needs to be done after the publicity plan, there is things that are part of the publicity plan that will be coming that are due by that.
I also think we have tons of time on make one last a lot of time to meet stuff. Rules, with your bylaws, and this is not bad. This is a great idea that changing the community is a lot more effective. It's actually making changes on this campus. So make sure you get this language right. And this is not a waste of time. It's not just us putting it over that.
Another question for you.
Yeah.
We have a
tech form or something as a class. Yeah, so our funding request, you pass up through the sheets, which was done by the chair of the committee this year. I have worked with the GDN offices just to not call things. So
how
is
that going to be
done? So we've been emailing it. This is the first time we've ever been found on the website, and that whether or not applications are open. So that whether or not applications are being accepted, the link for the call to us is on here. It's just important to have a company on the page that we can do the directory.
So we will be about that in the next week. But we will be about that in the
next week. Otherwise, the form is pretty simple, just asking what the right days are, what the companies are implemented. And then after the applications are closed, we hold hearings for people
good ideas. Learn more about good ideas. And estimates and money and just conversation.
I guess my biggest question is, why do we have the deadlines so good? I mean, I promise you I'm seeing the numbers, but like, is there a reason why we have to have it done by the TV?
Oh, like, that was my choice. Like this year, in the past, we haven't had meetings until like November. And just because we have dropped the ball on things for the past 2 years, I wanted to at least make sure that we started off here eventually, that we got off to a running start. In the future years, I'm not going to have another year to do, but just kind of with fall break and everything, I wanted to make sure that we got off to a running start.
So I have a hypothetical question. Say I want to fund trash bins outside someplace in spring semester. Will I be able to do that?
So traditionally, the answer is no. So in the past, we've only ever accepted applications during the fall semester. It is possible that we could open up applications in the spring. The issue there is that for certain things, there might not be enough time in the spring semester. Work on our kind of year-long projects. One thing I was thinking of is that we could just have the application, like the vultures being on a rolling basis.
So, like a potential solution would be like in the spring, open up an application for projects that might have a cap in it. So, like small projects in the spring can be done in the semester. So that like you're able to be able to do projects the whole entire year, so not just putting everything on student at the beginning of the year, and maybe even students don't have all of this yet.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see anything one needs to have a lot. You could develop a calendar that has two applications. Two can make more expensive. The applications can be over the close of the time. I think it should qualify as a transparency. I just want to tell Joe's going to general about the fund. The committee members are in the applications. It's not something that I don't think we should be tracking the applications this spring. And also, I did have an idea to accept applications in this classroom. The reason why we didn't do that was just the committee. But I'm kind of hoping that we can start new traditions.
Does any SA member right now not know what we're talking about? If you don't know, just ask. If you're not comfortable asking it out, come up and ask something. Facts, you want to get your phone. So now it's just a lot of exact. Okay.
There's also one of the things here that's going to be asked to be about students, something that we're probably going to connect to. Yeah. Okay. Is there any dissent to tabling until next week? All those in favor of tabling, please raise your hand, please. All those against? All those abstaining? By a vote of 17-0-1. Thank you.
There's been a motion to move to executive session. Second, of that, we do get to executive session. Will members of the community please come? We'll be voting on the